Quentin and Dave from Chips with Everything.
Hey, Heather from Queer FM, what's up?
Well, you know how Bryce, our program director here at CITR, has kind of been riding all of our asses about making promos for our shows?
Cha! Yes!
Well, you know, I was thinking, like, over at the CBC, they have this woman named Promo Girl, and she comes on once an hour and tells everybody what's coming up, and it's usually kind of theatrical, and she has, like, a really sexy voice and stuff. So anyway, I was thinking that I'd really like to have a promo boy, or like, promo boys. Would you guys be up for that?
Sure. What do we have to do?
Just tell people about Queer FM, really.
Okay.
Queer FM features news, views, current affairs, arts and music. For, of course, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered communities and all its allies. Heather Kitchen hosts Queer FM Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
Hi-ya! You're listening to C.
Oh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T.
Hi-ya!
R.
Woo-hoo!
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, atop of the asbestos-filled student union building here at the University of British Columbia. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we've got all kinds of different phases of noise for you. Well, later in the hour and a half, we're going to hear some punk rocky kind of stuff. We've got the brand new Apes here. We'll hear something by Pre, and we've got this wicked new comp entitled The Local Anesthetic, which was a label released out of Colorado in 1981. Really, really, really underground art damage for you. We've also got something brand new by Dead Menno, and we have the new Danova. And the new Danova means, of course, we'll hear some Acid Mother's Temple, because Acid Mother's Temple and Danova are going to be in our city April 4th. And then we got whatever jumps out of the shelf at us. However, for the first half hour, this is dedicated to those who like more flute with their rock. It's a gorgeous day out, once in a lifetime here in Vancouver. So that always makes me want to pull out the psychedelia. And this first track may sound familiar to old CITR listeners. This was the old theme for Robert Robot's Planet Love Tron show, but this is Kraftwerk. Very, very old Kraftwerk from 1972 off of Kraftwerk 1. This track is called Rucksack.
Thank you.
and a set of music there who enjoy more flute with their rock. That was just the Krautastic stylings of Out of Focus, their debut album, Wake Up, just been re-released, and therefore we don't have to pay the extreme prices on eBay. Out of Focus, Wake Up. The track was called Hey John. Fantastic progressive krautrock from 1971. Despite the almost Adam Sandler-esque vocal stylings of lead singer Maren Neumüller, it's a great record. Available pretty much everywhere now. Check it out. Before that, the Pink Floyd off of 1969's Umagumma. It has been reissued yet again. This time, I think they're running out of formats to reissue things on. I think this one is on 70mm film. I don't know. Umagumma, always a classic for the depressed single man, if you ask me. That was from, of course, there was two records released with Umagumma. One album live, one album studio tracks, featuring four solo tracks by each member of the group. That was Nick Mason's contribution, entitled The Grand Visor's Garden Party, Parts 1, 2, and 3. And then we started off there with Kraftwerk, all the way back to 1970, off of their debut album, Kraftwerk 1. Quite a shame that these musicians refuse to acknowledge that album's existence. They don't want to be associated with their early work. They would rather prefer that their career started in 1975 with the now classic Autobahn. But that's a fantastic track. Rucksack is the name of that. And Kraftwerk 1 being sought after by vinyl junkies and record collectors alike. Very hard to find. And seldomly, at the band's insistence, not to be reissued. What a shame. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Gorgeous day out. We're going to keep the psychedelia coming to you. Coming up in this set, we've got the brand new Dead Meadow, Something Brand New by Portland's Danova. We'll have some Acid Mother's Temple. But right now, crank this one up and enjoy the sunshine. This is something from Sweden. The band is called Dungen. Yes, and if you want to see this live, April 4th at Pat's Pub, Japan's legendary Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO are going to be playing at Pat's Pub. This is Acid Mother's Temple off of an album released about 5 years ago now, Electric Heavy Land, one of their first proper North American releases. And the track is called Loved and Confused. Before that, you heard something brand new by Portland, Oregon's Danava, who just happened to be opening for Acid Mother's Temple here in Vancouver. You is the name of the album, out now on Kamado Records. The track there was called Spinning Temple Shifting. And then before that, we had something brand new from Washington, D.C.'s Dead Meadow. Great, slow, psychedelic blues troubadours. Very consistent. They managed to put out one album a year, their newest one. They're back on Matador Records. Last year's eponymous release was on a label that no one had ever heard of called Zimu. But it would appear that Dead Meadow and Matador Records have patched up their wounds, and they are back going strong. This is released this week. The name of the album is Old Growth. The track is called Queen of All Returns. You can hear that track if you're a fan of the TV show The Wire. They were played 2 weeks ago. Apparently one of the producers of The Wire is friends or related to one of the members of Dead Meadow. Check that out. And then we started you off there with something from Sweden. That was Dungen, off of their North American debut as well. A couple years old as well. Ta Det Lungt, the track was called. And that was Panda. We'll be having more noise after this.
At 8,000 feet. That is in cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the ballroom of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, that is a swell record. Sweet and Hot every Thursday mornings. Get your mornings starting right there with Charles. And coming up, stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we have the Green Majority, Canada's very first environmental radio show hosted by our sister station, CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Agogo with Mr. Frank Rumbletone, the best in your garage power pop psychedelic rock. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices, hosted by CJLY. 6:30 this week is Sam Squatch's Hideaway, all CanCon all the time with Anita B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Juice Box with Julia, Vancouver's most intelligent sexual health show. And then 11 o'clock, pretty much the best thing on radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked on CITR 101.9 FM. Always coming up in the next set, couple tunes, couple brand new stuff. We have the brand new album by the Apes, which a lot of people were holding their breath for. Still kind of getting to know this record, so we're just going to kind of play something that I just quickly listened to. But we're going to start off with a band that was brought to my attention, and I'm digging a lot. The name of the album is Cup. The name of the song is Bring Back the Sound, and the name of the band is Part Chimp.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Yes, indeedy, Mr. Shatner. Two tracks you heard there in that last set. Two brand new ones. Part Chimp with Bring Back the Sound. Not much is known about these guys. I just got it brought to my attention, and I really dug it. So there you go. Part Chimp is the name of the band, and their website is partchimp.com. So there you go. There's something brand new by the Apes, who an absolutely formidable band live. And their newest one is entitled Ghost Games. Speech Reach was the name of that track there. They have changed labels as well. I think that the sad news, the Birdman record label, whom we come to rely on releasing bands such as the Apes and the North American distro of the Boredoms, I think they've kind of gone belly up. Gypsy Eyes is the new record label that they're on out of Washington, D.C. Brand new one by the Apes. The track was called Speech Reach. We're going to get to the Nurse with Wound List track now. Something new. This made the cut, and hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. Ash Raw Temple, one of the most formidable German krautrock bands. Ash Raw Temple were a powerful force led by guitarist Manuel Gottsching, and also included former Tangerine drummer Klaus Schulze. At various points, their music is very spacey and psychedelic in the manner popularized by early Hawkwind and Amon Duel 2. The early albums all had basically one track aside, one more powerful and dramatic, the other of a more atmospheric nature. That's why we're giving it to you at 20 to 1 here. We're going to be hearing something off of 1973's release, 7 Up. The track is called Time. This is Ash Raw Temple on a Noise.
Welcome to the Time Show.
Thank you. You're so beautiful.
So beautiful.
Ashra Temple, off of 1973's 7-Up album. That was side two with Time, and concluding yet another edition of the Nurse with Wound list and yet another edition of A Noise. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Green Majority. And until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Hi, I'm Ian McAllister. I'm a conservation director with Conservation Pacific, and you're listening to The Green Majority, Canada's only environmental news hour.